Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You betcha kick-ass I am. Not only has it been National Careers Week here in Australia, today is our inaugural guest interview day, and my number one guest is Tanya Meesman of Unique You, based in Brisbane, Queensland. Now, to kickstart and just fill you in on the week that was National Careers Week, as well as National Volunteers Week, as well as National Road Safety Week, the Careers Week is an initiative by the Career Industry Council of Australia and aims to celebrate careers, career development services, and career development practitioners. It also promotes the economic, social, and personal benefits of career development for all Australians. Now, So there's no better time than today to introduce you to Unique You, which is a new not-for-profit organisation, and it was formed by none other than our guest and Girl Shaped Flames founder, Tanya Meesman, along with a couple of other special people, which we'll get Tanya to fill us in on a little bit later. Now, these guys are committed to increasing the percentage of girls pursuing pathways currently underrepresented by women, while building a more robust understanding of these industries and roles within the education sector. So where else other than Kick-Ass Women and Kick-Ass Radio do you promote this groundbreaking new virtual service, bringing career advice for girls into the 21st century? You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glow Getter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may contain some adult language. Okay, let's get into it. Hello, Tanya, and welcome to Kick-Ass Radio. Firstly, thank you for coming on the show and congratulations on being my number one guest, of course.
I know.
Thank you for sharing your time with us today. And I know you're busy, but I also know we are all going to enjoy your company and we are eager to learn about Unique You. So to kickstart off, tell us a little bit about you, Tanya Meesman.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jodie, for having me. I'm thrilled to be taking the first, let's call it number one spot. We won't know it's number one yet, but I'm going to take the number one spot on your new show. Bit about me. So I am a Queenslander through and through. I grew up in central Queensland, a small town, Yeppoon. Born in Mackay, actually, and then grew up in Yeppoon. I always had big city lights in my sphere, I would say. When I finished school, I actually secured a scholarship to go to Bond University. Interestingly, for IT, because I was the top of my IT class from the girls' perspective. So I got a scholarship to go to Bond in IT, but when I was there, within about 3 weeks, I discovered that IT back in 2001, I guess it was really sitting in a dark room doing C++ coding with a whole bunch of boys. Not that there's anything wrong with boys, but I'm more of a communicator and someone that needed to bounce off people. So I actually came out of that quite quickly and went into communications and business. I've had a pretty awesome life, I think. I'm pretty adventurous. I moved to Sydney as soon as I finished my degree at the young age of 19, got straight into a very illustrious graduate program at one of the big ad agencies, and that kicked off my advertising career for about sort of 8 or 9 years, which was in Sydney and then over in London when I moved over to the UK. But when I was there, which I loved, lots of traveling and lots of amazing people and cultural experiences, but I wasn't really living my passion as it was, and I was really passionate about creativity and filmmaking and storytelling. So through a chance meeting of someone who's now a very good friend of mine from Northern Ireland, they actually convinced me to take a punt and move over there and try to sort of move sideways into production, which is what I did because that's what I do. I tend to just follow opportunities where they lay. And sure enough, I got straight into film production on my first feature film within 6 weeks of being there. I was the production manager.
And that's awesome.
Kicked off. Yeah, that kicked off a 12-year film career, which brought me back to Australia with my now husband. And after a few years in Sydney, we relocated back to Queensland, even after I'm sure the words "over my dead body" probably passed my lips when I was about 17 and I was, or when I was 19, I guess, and I was leaving Queensland to go to the big bright lights of Sydney. But we made our way back to Brisbane. You can't knock the beautiful state of Queensland. I'm so glad to be back. It's really come into its own in the last 10 years, especially. And the people that I'm getting to meet, the opportunities I've had in launching both Girl Shaped Flames and Unique You, and then the lifestyle. We've got two beautiful little boys, 4 and 6, and we just have sunshine and playtime and outside time, and it's just amazing.
Queensland.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I'm really, I've just had an incredibly fun and adventurous and fulfilling life, lots of ups and downs, but I'm really proud that it's all come together to bring me to where I am today, essentially, and what I'm getting to do today. So yeah, which is kind of the sentiment that I try to communicate to the girls when we're doing our Girl Shaped Flames things as well.
Yeah, and that's a great life. Like, you know, people will be thinking, oh, you're involved in the film and television industry. Like, wow, how exciting is that? So did you get to meet anyone?
Yeah.
Any major celebrities?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember nowadays because over in the UK, I've met a few people that the UK people would think were people, essentially. I mean, a lot of the space I was working in Northern Ireland was the independent film sector, so we were doing some of the more lower-budget films. But certainly, I think I probably got to meet more amazing people from a crew perspective, really established DOPs and directors and producers, which was fantastic. But, a life of film is, if it's your thing, it's so amazing. It's so dynamic. It tests you in lots of different ways. It's so many people that are there because they love it and they are passionate about it. So you're surrounded by all of these people that just are living and breathing their passions and what they do. And to be honest, until I started Girl Shaped Flames, I mean, I was convinced filmmaking was my, don't tell my husband, but probably my number one love. And so I was so committed to filmmaking for the rest of my life because I loved and adored it. But you know, as life threw me its little wiggles and things, and I found myself looking for, and it wasn't even looking for, I found myself recognizing a really critical problem when it came to girls and their self-worth and their self-belief and their confidence. That, and I'm a doer, I'm a bit of a doer and an organizer and a fixer. And so I saw this problem and everything about my previous life sort of became secondary, and I just decided I really wanted to do something. I just wanted to try and do something about it. And so what you'll see is a lot of, with Girl Shaped Flames, there's a lot of film bits involved now. We'll have little videos we make, and we film camp whenever we do it. And that's just my sort of throwback to my filmmaking career where I can. The path that I'm on now is just, this is now what I wake up to live and breathe.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, thanks for that little share. And just going back to something that you did say, that when you started off with IT and that, what do you say to that now? Like, looking at IT and technology today, do you regret not sticking that out, like, and being in that realm?
I don't know that I can regret it only because I have enjoyed my life so much. But what I do in light of what I'm doing now, especially between Girl Shaped Flames and Unique You, it's given me many more opportunities to reflect back on what would have happened if I had stayed. And when you ask that question, in tandem, the question becomes, what might have got me to stay in IT? Because I'm a very natural, I've got a very natural technology mind, and I probably would have done incredibly well in it. But there is something to be said for what I'm working in now, which is female role models, and the fact that I didn't have anyone else that resonated with me on that level. There were no lecturers that were women, there were no students that were women, and there were no industry examples at in 2001, and you know, this was right around when the crashes were all happening as well, the .com and everything. There wasn't anyone in my realm who could say to me, I know that it's a bit dry and challenging right now, but I promise you, around the corner are these really incredible things. And the opportunity that tech has to change the game in a significant way when it's applied to problem solving, that would have very much interested me, and that would have really kept me engaged. But the absence of that meant that I went looking for those things elsewhere. And the IT industry obviously lost a future unicorn because of it. Could have been me with Canva.
We all have, if we have all had in hindsight, wouldn't we love to be in that position? All of us. Now, listen, I've followed your little journey with Girl Shaped Flames. I come across it by accident and absolutely fell in love with the enterprise, and so much so I reached out and said, hey, can I be part of it? So I'm very proud to be a patron of fire in with Girl Shaped Flames, and I believe education is key to empowering the girls. So if the young girls are educated, they will build their confidence, and they know they will have employable skills, and they can get out there and do whatever they choose to do. So I'm very much for supporting you and in your endeavors. So tell us now, actually just tell the listeners a little bit of a story about Girl Shaped Flames to introduce us, and then lead us into Unique You and what's Unique You all about?
Yes, absolutely. So the short version is just that when I did come back to Queensland, I took a job as head of brand and communications at a set of three international baccalaureate schools here. And it was during my time there that, I mean, I'd always mentored girls, predominantly girls, throughout my career, my two different careers. I'd generally been one of those people who like to help advise and guide and all those kinds of things. And at this time, I still had two key mentees. I had my old executive from film production, where I was head of film, and then I had the executive in my marketing team. And I was also having a lot of conversations with parents. Being in the role that I was in, we needed to understand what was going on with the parents in order to market to them and communicate with them. And I was just hearing a concerning amount of worry and not being unsure of what they were supposed to do and how they were supposed to advise their daughters. And then I was seeing girls being very afraid to get out of their comfort zone, try new things, risk judgment and rejection and failure, and actually, you know, have experiences and have self-worth and self-belief and all those things that had really taken me so far in my life. And I honestly, I had an epiphany in a dog park. I was walking my dog one day. I was pregnant with my next little one, who I didn't know the gender of at that point in time. Girl Shaped Flames as a concept came to me as this epiphany that just said, I can either do this one-on-one. I can go train to be a counselor and I can help girls one-on-one. But I knew myself, and I know that I'm a big impact person, and so I wanted to do something big. And I thought, there are so many incredible women in the world who also have the ability to inspire and engage and inform and impact young girls, young women. So surely there's a way I could be bringing those two things together. Surely I could be getting these amazing women and getting these girls and facilitating the opportunity for them to be together. So the girls can ask their questions and they can be reassured about life and its journey and its ups and its downs, and they can hear firsthand stories of how women have developed their resilience and things like that. So that really was the brainchild of Girl Shaped Flames, which then sort of became an event-based business. So we ran big sort of conferencey type, well, not being like 60, 70 girls at a time, event days. We went into school, we go into schools. We were running workshops and mentoring and all those kinds of things. But what was interesting was over time, because I was connecting these girls with women from lots and lots of different industries and backgrounds, the girls started asking more questions about career pathways. And they would say, you know, how do I become a pilot or a sewage treatment plant operator or a train driver? How do I actually do that? And what's it like? And simultaneously, the women were going back to their companies saying, oh, I just had this awesome day with Girl Shaped Flames and we should get more girls in here. So naturally, our Industry Ignite partnership program fell out of that, which, well, I guess I developed, which was around taking girls physically into workplaces for day-long events. We had parent-daughter breakfasts, which were really great for getting parents to understand some of the dynamic opportunities out there. And then we had career and guidance officer information sessions, because they hold the key to a lot of this inspiration and guidance, as it were. Now, they were going really, really well. Great feedback. Everyone had a great time. One of my proudest moments was taking 34 teenage girls out to a sewage treatment plant for a day with Urban Utilities, which is the innovation hub, but we know what happens out there. And it was one of our most highly rated events. The girls loved it, the science and the women, everything. And then COVID. And COVID wiped out all events businesses, essentially, and that's really what we were. So that became very challenging. Our corporate partners were incredibly patient and open-minded about what we could do with the various ways that they'd supported us. But at the end of the day, COVID presented a unique, excuse the pun, opportunity for me to start re-looking at what it was we were doing and why and how we were doing it. And two of the key problems with what we were doing with the Industry Ignite program, one was scalability. So I could only take 20 to 50 girls at a time anywhere. And the second was regional remote access. And being a girl from Yeppoon, small town Yeppoon, I'm really passionate about making sure that girls in the regions get access to opportunities in the same way that metro girls do. So I was already starting to chew over these issues and trying to figure out how we could make it different. And then simultaneously, the school system was very rapidly having to adopt new technology within their normal processes. So there became a perfect storm of a whole suite of incredible companies and women, schools who are ready to take on technological solutions to career and guidance, and then an answer to my scalability and regional remote sort of penetration challenges that we were having. So I through a wonderful woman at DESBIT, the Department of Employment, Small Business and Training, made me aware of a grant that was being offered at a federal level, and said this for career pathways advice and services, and said you should put in for this. The quick version of that story is we didn't get it, but I did spend the month of June putting together the most comprehensive overview of what I believed this service would look like and how it would answer these problems that we were having. And that became what is now being developed as Unique You. So essentially Unique You, just because I've been a little bit vague about it, it's essentially a service that facilitates video calls between girls and their educators in high school, grade 9 through 12, and women who currently work in what we've identified to be 10 industries that have underrepresentation of women, which is defined as less than 40% representation at a managerial level. And that There's a booking system in place where girls and their guidance officers can peruse literally hundreds, eventually hundreds of women and, from different companies, and they can select one and look at their availability and book a video call with them, a 30-minute video call. She can ask her questions. The female student can submit her questions and they can have a great discussion about it. And what this does is it brings together all the bits that were working really, really well. So connecting between the women and the girls and those conversations and the personalization. And it brings that together with, you know, blasting away those barriers that we had around scalability and regional remote access. Because as long as you have a phone line, even if you don't have the capacity to have a video call, you can jump on the phone with one of these people, you know, through the booking system. So it's been incredibly well received, really well received. We've got a fantastic suite. Our first suite of corporate partners have come on board. I have a wonderful body group of company directors that are working alongside me. And then there are women out there like yourself and a number of others who are championing as loud as you can and waving the flag and introducing me to everyone so that we make sure that that Unique You really does rapidly come into an existence and then scale.
Definitely. And like, as we said, everyone went through COVID, everyone's still dealing with it, but the opportunities that COVID did present, and that was our new wave of the digital world and how we all communicate more so now, exactly like this. Zoom was just like, you know, the boom. And it's the way forward. And how best to, you know, if parents can't take kids to functions and events, they can jump online and they can attend these. They don't have to miss out. And especially in rural and regional communities, these are just ideal opportunities and absolutely amazing resources that's, you know, at their fingertips, literally at their fingertips. And as you said, with the phone calls or the video conferencing with these mentors, there's no better way than to connect than by, you know, by communication with talking face-to-face, learning about what these women have, you know, the challenges that they've themselves have faced in their careers, because no one can succeed without failing. And everyone, the girls need to know that we've all failed in our lives in various different areas, but we're all succeeding now. Just got to get back on that bandwagon and accept a failure as a step of progress. And that's a message that we really need to get home to the young girls, that, you know, if they fall off the horse, that's not the end and it's not the time to quit. It's the time to get back up and go forward again. So we'll have a little break and we'll listen to a tune and we'll come back just soon and we'll hear how we're going to get the message out about Unique You to our corporate partners and businesses to get them on board.
Okay. Yep, sounds good.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So we've got Tanya Meesman of Unique You joining us today, and she's been filling us in on what Unique You is all about. So continuing on from that, Tanya, what can you say or what do you envisage the impacts and the benefits of the program are going to be, and especially for our corporate partnerships that we're looking for to support it?
Absolutely. Well, look, one of the really strong aspects of Unique You is that it's been designed after having worked in this space of career advising for girls for the last sort of 4 years. And I've been working in with the girls, the educators, and the corporates and the women, and through that have really devised a service that answers a lot of the needs across the board. So the way we often talk about the impact that the program is going to make is, well, firstly, even just some numbers. So in the first year alone, we're in development now. We're looking to onboard at least 30 schools around Queensland by the end of this year. And next year, we're looking at facilitating at a minimum at least 630 minute calls between girls and women across 10 different industries. So there in itself is the beginning point of scale impact, as opposed to taking out smaller groups into in-person events. And because once the platform is built and we can scale, there are over 10,000 secondary schools across Australia and close to 600,000 grade 9 to 12 female students across Australia. So the idea that every single secondary school should be able to have access to Unique U one day starts putting some very serious numbers behind industries that are looking to grow their pipeline of female talent from the early stages, as it were. So what we really see is we see four key areas of impact, the first being the girls themselves. So we're dealing with Gen Z, and I don't know if anyone's hung out with a Gen Zer these days, but they're a little bit different to how we grew up, and their expectations and their interactions with the world and their lives is different as well. And a couple of those key aspects are, well, one of the biggest key aspects is personalization. So they're used to living in a world where they can personalize a lot of their interactions, their apps, the way they run their lives and so on and so forth. So the idea that career advice and inspiring girls to go into fields that are generally unrepresented. We try not to say non-traditional too much because to them, the tradition doesn't exist either way. So what we want them to understand is that there just happens to be fewer females in that space right now, but that doesn't mean that there should be or will be long term. So when we're interacting with them, by the fact that we get them to actually craft their questions they want to ask each woman when they book a call with them, that's already putting them in the driver's seat of being able to determine what it is that they want to know about potentially heading to any of these pathways. The second, and there's a number of other ways that the girls are impacted, but that's probably the top key one. The second area of impact is a really, really big one, which is educating the educators. If we're going to make significant impact across full industries to start changing numerical shifts like increasing the number of female apprentices from 2% to 4% and increasing the number of women going into such and such industry from 12% to 15%, I mean, no wonder we have statistics like it's going to take us 99 and a half years to get gender parity. If we've got percentage shifts that are happening 1% to 3% per year, it's going to be extraordinarily, excruciatingly slow. The way we can address that is by, you know, increasing this pipeline significantly. So not only hundreds and then thousands of girls being able to have access to this kind of an experience, but by informing and educating the educators, we are then having an exponential impact on, because then every girl that they interact with, and they have hundreds in their charge every year, they can then go on to impact them. So it's the secondary effect. And look, educators have put their hands up to say, and I'm big supporters of educators because I do think they are incredibly under the pump and they've got a lot being thrown at them a lot of the time. But they've put their hand up to say, vocational education training pathways, STEM careers, and any of those in all industries that are changing rapidly, especially when it comes to technology integrations, it's very hard for them to keep up with current knowledge. So if we're being able to literally give them a direct line to women who are working in the space right now, and can tell them what it's like right now and what the opportunities are and the dynamic landscape that they are working in whichever industry, the quality of the information we are giving career and guidance officers will already be incredibly robust. Not to mention the variety, because if you imagine a guidance officer sitting on a minimum of 20 calls a year, but chances are it'll be far greater than that, you know, that's already 20 different potentially roles and industries that they have gotten some very rich insights about. So the job we can do with the educators is significant as well. The third pillar is you guys, the women themselves. And there have been, I've looked at hundreds of women involved with Girl Shaped Flames over the years. And so many of them come to me afterwards. And we have an inside joke going about how coming and doing one of the Girl Shaped Flames interactions, whether it's a panel or a workshop, it's like really cheap counseling, because you actually get to sort of sit there and revisit why you do the job you do. Yeah, how did you get here? Well, what challenges have you faced and overcome? And what pride do you actually have in yourself of what you've achieved and the knowledge and the information you can pass on? So it's very powerful. I know it's hard to measure tangibly, but it's very, very powerful for the women who are involved, and having that opportunity to put the ladder down and give back and all those kinds of things. So organizations that have women within them and want to increase the number of women within them do very well when they engage those women beyond, and I say this with as much kindness as I can, but you've beyond morning teas, yes. Morning teas and breakfast panels to celebrate being few women in male-dominated spaces. We actually need to be doing something that's productive and going to be making an impact and a difference, which is what Unique You offers women, is that opportunity to actually do something. And just briefly, when I was putting together the overview of Unique You last year, I was still testing the idea. I wasn't entirely sure if I was on the right track yet or not. But I put a survey out on LinkedIn and it was up for 4 days. And I had 97 women, yourself included, who filled out this survey, who worked in, at the time I still referred to it as male-dominated spaces, you know, non-traditional spaces. And of these 97 women, when I asked them, would a service like Unique You have made a difference to you and your pathway in high school? 100%. Said yes, 100%. When I said, would you want to be involved in Unique You? 98% said yes. When I asked them how much time they would give to help guide and advise young girls in high school, 85% of them said 1 to 2 hours a week they would spend on the phone helping girls navigate these early, early days of pathways that were unfamiliar to them and non-traditional. But really the power that came out of that survey was in the qualitative responses. And that was when I was asking the women, you know, how would this have impacted your journey? And what have been some of the hardest things you've navigated? And honestly, I'm a pretty stoic person, you know me. I was brought up South African Rhodesian, and we kind of keep pretty stoic as it is. But after reading 97 different responses to those questions, I was choking up, because all I could see were 15-year-old girls writing this down and saying, I wish someone had told me something. I wish someone had existed to show me what it was like. I wish I hadn't felt so alone. I wish I had had any kind of information or guidance. I wish I didn't feel obscure and different, and I wish. And it was, even though I'm incredibly passionate about the girls and obviously with all my work with Girl Shaped Flames, that's obvious, but Unique You for me has become equally about the women and equally about all of women like you who have walked the path before the girls and have in a lot of ways cleared the path before the girls, so that now they're going to have, hopefully, a slightly easier path into these opportunities that can be really fulfilling and can be really incredible and adventurous and challenging and amazing.
And
so, and that's how you feel, isn't it, Jodie?
Yeah, like going back to educators, like that's where we really need to concentrate, because if the educators don't know these resources and initiatives are there, the girls aren't going to know. And so I did come across a local vet committee that they were very much in the blind side. They didn't know what was out there. So I've been able to introduce them to the likes of yourself and a couple of other avenues that we can actually pursue and get into the schools and showcase that there's that many opportunities out there, and it's an acceptable pathway today for girls to take. It's, you know, it's not out of the norm. If they want to be an engineer or, as you said, a sewerage water worker, that's fine. And it's going to be a natural pathway to follow. They're not going to feel secluded. They're not going to feel, you know, out of the norm, because the more that we get out there, that all these spaces are open and welcoming to women and girls, that's the future of work for women. So we
absolutely
definitely need to get the message out there, and particularly with educators, and as you said, hold more events, more educational events for the girls to participate in, a lot more industry participation. Get them out on site, get them into the organisations for a first-hand look at, and see how everything works, and shadow women in those organisations for, you know, for half a day, and find out how all these things work and what their typical day is like. Because, and I know myself, if I had had this resource when I was 16, my whole life would have been totally different. And like, we can't regret the lives that we live now, because we wouldn't be here without our journey that we've all traveled. But in career-wise, I would have totally, totally taken a whole different route to what I do. And I know now, like doing my job as a coal train driver, I absolutely love it. And I would never have dreamed, you know, 30 years ago that I'd be doing it. But as you've said, it's all about self-fulfillment. It's about confidence in yourself, and you can do it. So, no, it's a concept that we really, really need to get behind and back and get the message out there. So let's do it. Let's get you out there.
that's exactly it. And I think something you just said there as well around the way that we can make so much of this impact is also by being much better informed on what's going on with the girls, the educators, and the women themselves, which then sort of is this fourth pillar that of benefit that we are starting to understand more and more each day as we develop the service, which is the data that we are going to be gathering. Now, to my knowledge, there is not a study that exists of the size that we are proposing and the quality that we are proposing into senior secondary students, grade 9 through 12, female students, and the barriers and the knowledge gaps that exist when we are trying to encourage them to consider underrepresented pathways. So I don't think I've mentioned yet, but the industries that we have selected to engage with at this first port of call, it has been informed from WGEA, the Workplace Gender Equality Agency's data, and looking at which industries have less than 40% female representation. So we're talking, you know, whether you consider it the bottom or the top, mining takes the number one place as far as the least amount of women when it comes to percentage. But upwards from there, we've got construction, safety, manufacturing, transport, logistics, agriculture, tech, obviously, and infrastructure. There's a couple of others. And then we have defense and aviation. We've actually added in as our two additionals because the data there isn't totally available with WGEA. But when we look at industries like that, I mean, modern day women like us look at those industries and don't think to ourselves, oh gosh, no women in there. We look at those industries and go, heck yeah, how awesome would it be to work on some of these incredible manufacturing projects, agriculture and how far it's coming these days, aviation. Exactly, the research, the tech, the opportunities, the just construction, like there's so many incredibly exciting avenues across all of these industries that if we can get this information to the girls, their educators, and eventually their parents in a way that's engaging and emotive and motivating, we will see a significant increase in consideration and pursuit into these pathways. So we have to do that in the way that we've designed Unique You. We've designed it this way so that we can deliver that information, do it in a way that suits the girls, the educators, and the women, and benefits the industries as a whole with that increase of the pipeline. So the data that we're going to be capturing from all of that can then be used in an absolute litany of ways. I mean, we're talking anything from trying to understand from a geographic region, we can understand where the girls are engaging on an industry by industry specific. Companies themselves can use the qualitative data in particular to inform their recruitment comms when you're trying to actually engage girls and recruit girls, whether it's straight out of school or whether it's even at a university level. The data and the insights that we will be gaining are going to be invaluable for companies, government, and education facilities moving forward. And that's something that, you know, I'm particularly excited about. And then what we can do with that data, to your point about getting more girls into experiential activities, getting them to go and actually try and do an experience. One of the critical success factors for those types of engagement are that the girls have some sort of knowledge and desire before they go and do it. If you send a girl who doesn't understand anything about the construction industry to go try a trade and throw a hard hat on and try to do some construction for the day, your chances of success are reduced. If you send a girl who had a 30-minute conversation with a female carpenter and off the back of that conversation rated the likelihood that she'd like to pursue carpentry as 7 or above, you send her to go try a trade and put a hat on, and I guarantee you your success rate of encouraging her to follow that pathway will definitely be increased. So what we see Unique You also offering is a curation service where we can identify individual girls who are interested in individual industries and pathways because they've told us, because we've surveyed them. We can then pinpoint those girls and direct them into these silo activities. QMIA's got their mining program, CSU have their try a trade. All the different industries have their different ways of engaging high school aged students. And we can then actually cherry pick those girls who we know are interested and engaged and they're emotionally invested. And we can pop them towards these other opportunities, thereby increasing the likelihood that they will pursue those pathways. So really, Unique You is coming into this ecosystem in order to enhance it and scale it. That's the dream.
And that's a big dream. But we're all
I told you, I don't do things by halves.
We're all here to support the dream. But I think that's the number one thing is we all love – there's our timer. We all love, like, curiosity. We need to make the girls more curious. What piques the curiosity? So put the little teasers out there and let them have their feelers and go towards what draws them naturally. And as you said, have that conversation with that person in that industry and let them feed their curiosity and let it go from there. But
so do you want me to let you know how companies can help us do this?
Yes, let's get onto that because we might have to come back another day just to follow up on it. But so,
So basically right now our funding model is through corporate sponsorship. So we already have a number of fantastic, very early supporters in Urban Utilities, Shell, Scheduler, SEQ Water, Tesserent, which is one of Australia's largest ASX-listed cybersecurity company, Oz Minerals out of South Australia, Girl Shaped Flames is supporting. So we've already got sort of the first number of sponsors on board. We are looking to bring on another sort of 10 to 15 15 corporate sponsors for our first year that I was talking about before. So what we're really looking for are companies that are in those industries I mentioned earlier, particularly in resources, construction, manufacturing, agriculture are areas that are, and aviation and defense.
Logistics, definitely.
Transport, yeah, transport, logistics, infrastructure. So any companies that work in those areas that also believe that in order to significantly change the statistics we have around gender imbalance, we have to do something different and we have to start earlier in the pipeline. If they're passionate about that, if they want to give their women some opportunities that go beyond morning teas and swapping business cards and actually give them opportunities to really impact the next generation. But probably also equally importantly, if they want access to this data that is going to tell them how they can better not only recruit but how they can better spend their recruitment dollars to actually target in a way that's going to get girls in through their doors to employ them, I would like to speak to those companies. Those are a lot of the benefits that the companies who are already on board have recognized. And we also recognize this is a whole of industry challenge that we are facing. So whether you think you're going to get immediate ROI off of our grade 9 to 12 goals, or whether you can see a longer term investment.
You just took the words out of my mouth there, ROI. Yeah. So the best investment that the companies and organisations can do is invest in girls that are invested in their career, that they want to pursue those careers and they want to excel and they want to be curious about those careers. So that's, definitely ROI for industries is invest in these programs like what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's basically it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing Unique You. We'll put all links to Unique You and Girl Shaped Flames up on the Kick-Ass Radio Show episode notes, and we will feed it through. We will get the message out about Unique You. So thanks, Tanya, for joining us today, and we will get you back again to talk about progress of Unique You and how it's going.
It'll be amazing. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support. It's just been unparalleled. Thank you.
There's no question about it. I just think it's a great, great resource, and we will get it out there. All right, then. Thanks, Tanya. We'll catch up with you later.
See ya.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earthmoving, a professional earthmoving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Okay, that's it, guys. I do hope you enjoyed our show and especially our guests. So a very big thank you to Tanya Meisman for sharing Unique You with us. And I hope you've all found the information about Unique You helpful and valuable, and that it gives you something to ponder and perhaps action over the weekend for the tween and teen girls in your lives. Now, it's our role as adults and parents to capture their interest, influence their emotional response, and inspire them to take action and support them in whichever direction they choose to go. And it is important to engage girls at an early age and keep them interested. So we can all play our part to inspire and empower teen and teenage girls to develop and manage their self-confidence, life skills, financial literacy, mental and emotional resilience, overwhelm, failure, and balance amongst insight into a range of career pathways. With the right skills, a young girl will be self-reliant. She'll be independent and strong. And when you instill the right values in a girl child, when she is still young, she will grow up into a strong woman. A girl's education can make a lifelong difference to not only an individual's life, but to the larger society. So in providing and preparing tween and teenage schoolgirls for success, we need to connect them with positive, strong female and male role models who can offer their own personal strategies, tools and techniques in managing a range of ever-increasing issues the girls face today within our communities. So, like I like to say, their version of happiness and success is as unique as they are. We need to help equip girls to step in, step up, and step out into their confidence, their value, and their strength. We need to foster creativity, curiosity, and a passion for creating their own outcomes. And once they grasp core concepts, girls are able to challenge a problem and use their own creativity and curiosity towards a viable solution. We need inspirational women and men as role models for these girls to learn these valuable skills. So let's help girls develop their courage and strength potential. And each and every one has potential. Let's make an effort to encourage those around us and speak about the potential we see in others. So let's change girls in our sphere of influence to know and appreciate their true worth and potential. So boosting education for teen and tween girls with the right skills, as we said, a young woman will be self-reliant, independent, and strong. Because the young girls watching today will be our future leaders, entrepreneurs, adventurers, and the women who lead the world tomorrow. Okay. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode and especially the links to Tanya Meisman and Unique You on the show or in the show notes, as well as on my social media pages. And be sure to tune in again next week where we've got another extraordinary guest. Reach out to me and follow me on any of my social media pages, or you can email me at jody@kickasswomen.com.au. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kickass Radio, and you can leave me a review at BBS Radio Network. So that's it. That's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kickass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Poz comms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kickass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kickass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kickass Women website or follow Kickass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kickass Radio.